Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals. And he struck him out! And the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hard throwing, rehabbing, can't wait to get back, Jeremy Jeffress. JJ, how you been, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
You got your own open now. How about that?
Oh, that sounds great. I was over here just chuckling it up.
There you go. Hey, first and foremost, how you feeling? How you throwing?
Everything's good, man. I just landed in OKC last night, and I'm going to start, you know, the rehab here. And I'm feeling good. Everything's going well.
Now, I know the concern was velocity, obviously, and you know, when you were thrown out in spring training when we were there. So has the velocity come back? Has the strength come back?
It's creeping. Yeah, my strength is there. It's the velocity's creeping. It's still early. So I just figure I get more innings off the mound, get my, you know, my hand placement, my mechanics, you know, going in the right place and have my legs under me, the velocity will be there. I'm pretty much not worried about velocity as of now. Just bouncing back from day to day is the best thing.
What caused this?
And nothing caused it. It's just, you know, I had a short off season, man. I felt like I didn't have enough time to prepare. I did what I was supposed to do, but it just wasn't enough, you know, and my arm was like, you're not quite ready yet.
So you get a little bit of work, and I mean, did they give you a timeline, or is this something that just over the next 2, 3, 4 outings, you're going to see where you're at, and then you're going to kind of figure things out?
Yeah, it's pretty much both ways, like a timeline and to see pretty much see where I'm at. They don't want to rush me back too quick and then have a mistake, you know, down in like May or something. So they want to make sure everything is good. Like I said, my legs under me, my arm is feeling well for back-to-back days, or three out of 4 days, and it'll be. And then they'll see where I'm at. So I'll have pretty much good time down here in AAA to test that out.
Do you feel any additional pressure because now Corey is done for the season?
No, that was just unfortunate, man. I mean, I just know that we have guys that can definitely fill in those roles in those spots. But, I mean, just the pressure of me getting back for myself and to help the guys, it's just a little bit, but I wouldn't say much. They just want me to make sure that, you know, I'm healthy for, you know, for the later games. When we played 163 last year, so if I'm healthy for that game, it would be great, you know.
Yeah. Down the stretch, was it a matter of you starting to get a little bit tired?
Last year?
Yeah.
Those are some intense games. I wouldn't say tired, man. We kept playing the same teams over and over. You know, analytics started to come into play. People start to, you know, pick up on little things, you know, and I talked to Grandal last year. I'm like, dude, how did y'all figure me out, like, towards the end? It's just I just kept getting repetitious. So, you know, those little things, that's the tiredness. Like, my body wasn't tired, but it's just I just kept doing the same thing over and over, and they start to figure it out.
Interesting. You go to Grandal and say, how'd you figure me out? For fans, you look at that and you go, you know, now you get a little insight. But for us, that would be one of the first questions. Grandal walks through the locker room. You say, man, it's great to have you. A guy that can frame pitches, that's fantastic. Hey, tell me how you figured me out.
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
Yeah.
How did you figure me out? Because I literally felt great towards the end of the season. Everybody was still healthy. We just got figured out, man.
Hey, what was it like this year in spring training, not having DJ, not having Lee Tunnel around?
You know what? Honestly, it was okay just because we knew Chris Hook. Chris Hook has been a part of this organization for a long time. But to see Lee Tunnel and DJ leave us, it was just kind of a family part, man. Those guys taught us well, let us do what we needed to do to get ready. And, you know, to have a kind of a new pitching coach in the bullpen, you know, you just have to get used to them. So to see them leave, I mean, it's great for them. They got great jobs, went to a great team. I'm just all happy for them, man.
Also, when the team came north, and obviously they're doing really, really well right now, so it isn't like they're dying without you, but the culture that Lee had created out in the bullpen, you had talked about that last year, what Lee had going, what Lee created. It doesn't matter who's out there, they're not Lee. You know what I mean? Is that, have you talked to the guys? Is that feeling kind of still the same? I mean, or is it just right now everybody's just kind of getting a sense as to where they're at and how it's going to be?
No, we have most of the guys that we had last year. We have a couple of new additions, Alex Wilson, Alex Claudio. You know, we have guys that, you know, just a couple guys that just came along. All we have to do is just continue our process. And during spring training, they fell right into line with the process, understanding that, you know, everybody wants the baseball from the first inning on. So as long as they, you know, as long as we keep that mindset, you know, that's the thing that the Milwaukee Brewers bullpen has always and is always going to stay behind.
Well, now that you're where you're at and the team obviously coming back home to face the Cubs, I know you love those series, but the team is doing really well. I mean, have you been paying attention, obviously?
Most definitely. Each and every day, those guys, you know, they lay it on the line. I was there for opening day, so you saw, you could see how much we wanted it with that last out. Lorenzo Cain just put himself on the line and went up and grabbed that ball like he normally does. And you can see the passion, how we want it from this year on.
Talking with Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever, and hopefully back with the team soon. You talked about a guy like Chris Hook, bullpen coach Steve Carsey. You brought in a lot of different people along with the new staff that came about. But do they bring in different personalities? Do they bring in, because sometimes you can say we got a great culture, but somebody can bring something in and say, man, this is maybe it's not the same, but it's still great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly. You're right. Because Carsey, man, he has been great since day one. He came over, he allowed pitchers in the bullpen to do what they need to do to get ready. He kind of felt out everybody's confidence and intensity, you know, how they go about it. Because Carsey, he still wants to pitch, man. He definitely wants everybody to be out there. You know, he's a New York guy, so you know those guys have a lot of confidence and a lot of bravery and a lot of pride in their hearts. So he's definitely preaching that into us. Just have the confidence, go up there, lay it on the line, and you know, and do your job.
Jeremy, we wish you nothing but luck. It's great to have you back with us again this year on the network, and hopefully we're talking about you coming north real soon, and then we'll kind of get into more next week, okay?
Yes, sir. I cannot wait.
Man, I can't wait. It's going to be a good season, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There you go. Jeremy Jeffress joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.